This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, 5:39. That was Joan Jett and the Blackhearts with Bad Reputation. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Sharmila. And it's time now for Keep in View with Sean Tanis from our news desk. And our story today is on the latest statement by the International Air Transport Association on COVID-19 testing and health certificates for international travel. Sean, there seems to be quite a lot of pushback for these plans.
Right. So IATA's newly appointed DG, his name is Willy Walsh, he issued a warning that COVID testing and health certificates should not be allowed to become the new normal. And he's concerned that this type of emergency measure, which was, you know, specifically designed to manage the pandemic during crisis time, could become permanent. So his concern is like new normal becoming forever normal. He's not saying don't do it temporarily, but not don't keep it for too long. So he says the only way to stop this from happening is for airlines and consumers to challenge them. And Walsh also criticized the extent and cost of testing for travel. For example, he cited the UK government's rules that require three tests and a quarantine period for inbound travelers. And this week, the UK government also said some tests will remain even for the safest and also green light countries once travel restrictions are lifted, and this is potentially from May 17, that is.
So the UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson did say this week that the government will try to make these rules as flexible as possible and also as affordable as possible. But I suppose for the stakeholders involved, the cost is only one of the problems here.
Right. Yeah. So IATA cited the ban on liquids brought on flights, right, as an example in this case. So just a throwback to the discovery of a planned terror attack on a flight 15 years ago. So he's saying, rather the IATA's DG was saying that we have this pattern where industry regulations are introduced for temporary problems and they will eventually remain in place for far too long. So the liquids ban was introduced for a credible security reason. But then it's still around when they are not necessary. And also despite the fact that there's technology available to airports enabling you to leave liquids in the bag. So that was one of his concerns. But speaking of costs, earlier this week, EasyJet and also Virgin Atlantic spoke about the price of COVID tests with this new ruling in place, right? So they are saying that PCR tests are priced at more than many airfares. So IATA is also calling for other forms of testing that are equally reliable, cheaper, faster, and also more comfortable for customers. And I don't know if in the future, if they open, you know, international travel, if we have to go through so many tests and then also pay for health certificates and all these things, I'm just worried, like, traveling will only be for people who have money, right?
Mm.
So if you want the industry to recover, so how long are we going to keep these tests and these health certificates and the costing? So IATA also like sort of pointed out that we've been doing these tests for so long, but the cost is still very high. So they have to bring down the cost at some point.
I think actually these are some of the same concerns to do with a vaccine travel passport anyway, right? That it's going to end up creating this this inequality in the idea of travel haves and travel have-nots. Let us know, what do you make of, I don't know, of the ways in which we travel now potentially becoming the forever normal, always having to get tested, always having to carry our health certificates? Is this what it's going to take to make you feel safe when you're traveling, or would it actually put you off? Call us 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Sean, thank you very much for that Keep in View.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.